Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
A story of the rose is a story of love. From farms to our florists, and right into the arms of sweethearts savoring a date night in. Best friends showing their galantines how much they adore them. And those giving themselves a little love. Go to FTD.com and save 15% through February 14th with code CRUSH15. And celebrate your love story with iconic roses, florals, and gifts from FTD.
Jenkins and Jones is brought to you by FanDuel. It's never been easier to play fantasy on FanDuel. Whether you love basketball, golf, soccer, or any other fantasy sport, there's a contest for every fan. FanDuel, more ways to win. Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It is Monday, October 18th, and this is our annual, it's a time-honored tradition, our second annual Jenkins and Jones blowout NBA preview. We're talking about every team in the league, even if it's just to tell you your favorite team sucks. As always, Jenkins and Jones is hosted by my good friends, LeJethro Jenkins, a.k.a. John.
What's up, bubbas?
Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler.
Hey, everybody. Have a good.
And I'm Guardy B, a.k.a. Mike. And before we jump into our NBA preview, I just want to say I caught the end of the WNBA Finals deciding game today. Made me very emotional watching Candace Parker ugly cry on national television with boogers coming out of her nose.
Can't breathe. That
was a real, that was a real cry. You do not want cameras on you when you're crying like that.
Those are the cries you love, though. Those are the cries like you live for, though. You know, yeah. You want to get to the moment when you cry for things like that. So congratulations on her experiencing that. You know what I mean?
It's like you just finished running a marathon after you get one of those cries up out of you, bro. Like,
It's
a spiritual experience, man.
There's space in your chest for new emotions after you get one of those.
She's an advanced human because of that moment now. Even more advanced than she already is.
I had one of those when Char walked down the aisle. I had one of those, like, thought I was going to have, like, a thug cry, and then took one breath that was slightly too deep.
It was like, oops.
Just uncorked.
It's like your face sharded. You know what I mean?
Your emotions sharded.
Right.
All right. We're going to jump into it here. This is the 75th NBA season. I think we're going to have a special all argument episode about the top 75 coming up in the next couple weeks here.
Oh yeah,
there we go.
The playoff format for this year, as you hear us discuss whether teams are going to the playoffs or not, it's the same as it was last year. There will be 1 through 6 in traditionally in the West and the East, and 7 through 10 are getting in the play-in tournament, just the same as it was last year. 7 will play 8. Winner of that goes on to be the 7 seed, and then the loser of the 7-8 will play the winner of the 9-10 game, and the winner of that game gets the 8 seed. Real simple.
Okay.
That's too much fucking math. I feel like I know how it works, but when you explain it, I feel like I don't know how it works.
You definitely know how it works. You definitely know how it works.
Yes. You don't need to know how it works for another 5 months or something like that. It is just funny because it's simple, but it's not simple. So yeah. I have, gentlemen, the most advanced technology. We have 2 stacks of index cards.
Uh-oh.
One of them says East. One of them says West. Which would you like me to draw from first?
Let's go with the East. Yeah.
You guys always eat dessert first. Here we go. Okay, we're going to the East.
Is the East dessert? This year, maybe. Yeah, they're good. Maybe,
yeah.
I mean, as always, once Bron has been in a conference for a couple of years, the top talent tends to happen to sign in the other conference.
But that's his fault, right? That's right. Bron's fault.
The Bucks, let's talk about it. How much are we overreacting to the clips of Giannis with the pull-ups?
Natural-looking
pull-ups.
I am all the way ready to overreact. Because for one, I mean, you know, we were talking about this in the group chat. Giannis is a dude who's very honest with himself, who's honest with him with his flaws, and we know he's going to put the work in for this shit, right? Like, we knew that he was probably going to come back in the midi, was going to be working, but the 3-ball looks like it's working a bit too. I did not expect that. But it's and besides all that, the form just looks more fluid, right? There's not the herky jerk like it, you know.
He doesn't have that burp he used to have, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, and he's off the dribble with it, smooth.
Right. It looks like there's been a fundamental change in his mechanics, so we'll see. You know, the season is long and you know, guys revert back to their old, you know, faulty forms all the time after putting in work on the offseason. We'll see if Giannis sticks to it, but these preseason clips have been scary, bro.
I mean, I don't think it's possible for a human to overreact to a fucking Giannis with a jumper. Like, no matter what I do to react to that, that's fucking scary. It's frightening. I got chills. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is happening? It's hard to, like, I watched it for like, was it like 10 or 15 minutes? I just couldn't stop watching it. And then over out the day, I would go back and look at it again like did this really fucking happen? You know, like, it's crazy. But he looks like a demon. You know, Middleton, he's a fucking guy. You know what I mean? But they're top 3 in the East. I don't think they repeat what they did last year. And I wouldn't be surprised if they were, like, the 3rd-best team in the East during the regular season. Like, the East is pretty deep. But, I mean, Giannis doing that, I mean, I don't think he's unstoppable. But as a team, I don't know if they're as good this year.
I did want to ask you about that. You know, basketball, the narrative and you know, punditry, I feel like it factors in a lot more in basketball than it does in other sports. And there's just been this long drumbeat of Lakers-Nets all offseason. And it has been a little weird to me that it's like the Bucks just won the championship with the guy. We talked about it earlier in the offseason. I mean, Giannis did shit in the finals that no one else has ever done. And he looks to have added something even more lethal to his game. Is it kind of weird that people are overlooking them, or is that just where we're sort of destined to be right now? That it's like, well, the Nets and the Lakers have more names, so that's where everyone's kind of congregating.
I feel like the Bucks overachieved a bit in the championship they got last season. So I think that's probably working against them here. It's not like, oh, this is the team that has finally ascended to the championship stage. The league is theirs now. They put together a hell of a run. You know, Giannis put on a performance of the ages. And I think that's what people like. I think people are thinking that's a singular playoff run and not something that we're going to be seeing a lot more of. But I'm still sold on the Bucks. I think the Bucks are coming out the East, bro. They're still my pick. So,
I mean, they don't have PJ Tucker, who was great defensively for them. You know, I mean, helped on, like, in some big moments, guarding some fucking guys like KD. Everybody talks about the toe, you know, like, and also if the Nets were healthy, they're fucking wrecking the Bucks in that series. If we're keeping it a stack, you know what I mean? And then Trey got hurt, and they beat, you know, and Giannis was hurt too, but Trey got hurt, I'm saying. So, like, it's like, it seems like they stumbled into the finals a little bit. There's a little bit of that perception. What Giannis did in the finals was fucking God tier. You can't take shit away from him. But their path to getting there was like, but also the West too. Like, I mean, I was saying a lot of the year that I thought a team out of the East could win it this year. You know what I mean? So the West just wasn't as tough, particularly when the Lakers got hurt. You know what I mean? Murray goes down with the Nuggets and shit. You know, the only team that was healthy was the Suns, and they have an 80-year-old running point guard for them, and he looked fucking 87 in the fucking finals. You know what I mean? So for parts of it, at moments, you know what I mean? He just wasn't the guy that we had seen in series prior. So I mean, there's that idea. That win wasn't as impressive as we would think a Giannis championship is, but what Giannis did was impressive. The team themselves, outside of him and Chris, was like, eh.
Yeah. So you just articulated why the Bucks are my pick to come out of the East, which is Giannis is the only, like, everything's about health. When everyone talks about Lakers and Nets, it's always if they're healthy. We saw Giannis pop his knee backwards and then like shrug it off and score 50 points. Like that to me, to be honest with you, his, you know, until we see him look like a human being, I'm just not going to pick against the dude.
We gave the Suns that finals. We were like Suns in three. You know what I mean? Like the fuck? No Giannis. Giannis can't come back. And that motherfucker said, bitch.
Hopefully, you know, Giannis, I mean, is good for the start of next season. You know?
Right. You know what I mean? I was like, bitch, you know, fuck out of here. So I mean, I get where y'all coming from. I'm one of them. I don't necessarily believe in this Bucks team as much. I mean, but I believe in Giannis. They'll be good. I don't think they're chip championship good this year.
It's really all about the leap that Giannis takes this season, if he does take one. Like, I mean, if he takes the leap and has that midi and that deep ball working, like, I mean, you look at
free throws.
Yeah, yeah, if he's hitting free throws. I mean, you look at the Nets, bro. KD's not going to get any better than he is. Harden's not going to get any better than he is. Those guys have plateaued at a god tier, but they plateaued. You know what I mean? And Giannis can get better, man. So we'll see.
I'm just, okay, we're talking about KD's not going to get better. Come on, he's the best fucking player in the league. Does he have to?
Okay.
He doesn't need to. I think he's already on a god tier.
Okay. You know what I mean? The motherfucker put out, like, go ahead.
If you don't believe in the Bucks, do you believe in the Brooklyn Nets?
The Nets.
This is what was that motherfucking INXS video in the '80s when the motherfuckers had the, you know what I'm talking about, with the signs?
No, it was I don't remember IMX that much, but I remember Immature. You know what I mean?
No, not IMX, NXS, the motherfucking rock band. Yeah,
bro, you know I remember them.
You'll know the video if you see it. It's an iconic fucking video.
So question number one for the Nets, obviously, is what's up with Kyrie? Are we going to get the big three? And if we don't have Kyrie, as has been pointed out, KD and Harden are a pretty goddamn good 1-2 punch anyway.
Yeah.
I think Kyrie at half the time. Like, I mean, it's just wild to just, like, they're not having Kyrie at all. You know what I mean? Like, so Kyrie at half the time, I think they were still the favorites. You know what I mean? If they got somebody in that could come in that was 80% of Kyrie, like I said before, I still think they're the favorites. Without Kyrie, they're really good. But, like, who else are we going to rely on that team? Like you said, Patty Mills, you know.
Joe Harris.
You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Fucking. Blake. I mean, I think they're the – I think they're good. I don't think they're a championship team without Kyrie in some form or some getting something for Kyrie.
I mean, my concerns about the Nets this year are the same concerns I had about them last season, is they can't stop anyone, and Steve Nash is a fucking curator of vibes. You know what I mean? So, I think that's still the case. If you looked at Game 7 versus the Bucks, bro, Middleton, Giannis, and fucking Drew were getting whatever bucket they wanted late in that Game 7. And I don't think that they made any roster moves to stop that. So, you know, like I said, you know, fucking Harden and KD, two best scorers in the league probably. But they can't stop anybody, and I don't trust motherfucking Nash with that clipboard.
They played decent team defense. You know what I'm saying? But, like, yeah, I mean, Chris was fucking god tier. You know what I'm saying? Last in the playoffs, and so was Giannis. And then, you know, like, yeah, I mean, I don't want to judge their defense based on playing like the fucking championship team. But yeah, like, I don't. In those late series in the playoffs, yeah, it's going to be a problem for them. And they don't have the scoring without Kyrie to kind of make up for that.
So John, if you don't believe in the Bucks or the Nets, do you believe that the team coming out of the East is the Miami Heat?
I love the Heat. Tyler, how do you feel about the Heat? I think they're the third best team in the, I think third or fourth in the East, which the East is fucking deep this year. But, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised they came out of the East. I wouldn't be surprised. And the thing about Giannis, when they guarded, I think, who were the teams? Was it the Hawks and who was the team before that they beat? The Hawks and the Nets. They played Giannis like one-on-one on defense for the most part, right? The Heat aren't going to do that. And they got better offensively. So it's going to be interesting. You know what I mean? I think the Heat are really good. I'd be wild saying they come out the East. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm leaning into wild boy territory. I've been smoking and drinking all weekend. I'm feeling good right now, G. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm confident in that team, man.
You know, that complete fucking utter ass whooping that the Bucks gave them last season, I think that's an outlier. I definitely think they're going to make some noise this postseason. I wouldn't be surprised if they make it all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't see them coming out the East, though. But I am pretty high on the Heat, though. But I do not
If Duncan and Hero look like they're supposed to look, they're going to be fucking good. You know what I'm saying, if they're, I know you're gonna look like
please,
what the team
repeat
thinks.
Repeat what you said to yourself.
No, I'm saying if no, bro,
you ain't been,
bro.
Marty Jannetty and fucking. Shawn
no,
Mike.
No, I'm just saying. No, they got
not
they
one,
got fucking,
but a two white basketball players.
Bro, no, I'm saying.
That's the answer for Giannis, right?
No, these are bench fucking players. If these bench players look solid, you know, and are getting buckets how they can, you know, supporting the fucking core, that's a point, nigga. You know what I mean? That's a solid point. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm expecting the core to be solid. You know what I mean? I'm saying if these motherfucking outliers look like they're supposed to look, I'm not even saying them take a jump. Just look like they did in their rookie years. They'll be good.
If Duncan comes out shooting 42% from three and shit, you know what I mean? 100%.
And that's what he's supposed to do. Yeah, you feel me? And then Hero just looks like he did in his rookie year. You know, I mean, he had that pitiful sophomore year. I'm not saying he's going to be the guy that the Heat think that he is. I'm not that silly. the guy they would trade for Harden. Right, yeah. I'm not saying be that guy. Just be the guy we've seen him be. You know what I mean?
Well, you can't lose Harden, you know? I mean, it's like you can't lose him for Harden. What if Post Malone comes through and you're going to lose the posty demo, bro, for James Harden? I don't know. Let's talk about the slow motion train wreck in fast motion, the city of passive aggressiveness, the Philadelphia 76ers. I am so excited for all of I've followed every Sixers beat writer that there is.
Because oh, really?
I cannot wait
oh,
for the stories out of Philly this
in.
Year.
Right.
Tyler, bro, what do you think is the craziest story we're getting from the fucking Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, teammates at gunpoint dynamic
Jesus
this
Christ.
Year?
This shit is a fucking train wreck, and I'm loving every second of it. They said that Ben Simmons, he was just showing up and not practicing, and now he's moved into practicing. Like, well,
good for you, Ben.
Yeah, right? Taking baby steps here. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Ben Simmons is on this team by playoff time. I think that, you know, all the little bullshit, disingenuous. Come back, Ben. Come back to the family. Come back to the fold. They know his value is rock bottom. They're going to try to raise that shit during the regular season, and they're going to try to get him out there before the trade deadline. I think that's the play with Ben Simmons here. So I don't think Ben Simmons is on that team come playoff time. And honestly, I think the Sixers, you know, they're in such a weird spot because, of course, you got to move on from Ben Simmons. But I think your best bet to be a title contender was having shit worked out with Ben Simmons, right? The return you're going to get for him is not going to equal out. So I think once they move on from Ben, I think they're done, bro. I see them winning maybe one series. I don't see them even going to the Eastern Conference Final.
I just don't see how they get a chip, even with Ben. Like, I never really truly believed in that team. You know what I mean? Embiid was playing MVP-level basketball and still couldn't play enough to, like, make up for Ben's fucking offensive woes. So even if it wasn't a fucking shitstorm over in Philadelphia right now, I still don't think they're as good as, you know, like, second in the East. You know what I'm saying? So even with Ben, no, I mean, you can get a piece maybe not equal to Ben, but something that matches up good with Embiid. That's not going to get you there either. You know, do they still have Seth Curry? You know, like that he was their second best scorer in certain series, dog. Like, the only thing interesting about this team is like what Mike was saying, like the storylines. They weren't going to be as good even without the shitstorm. They're definitely going to be as good after the fucking coach snatched the heart out of the fucking Ben Simmons in a post game, and now he's trying to fucking do surgery and put it back in. It doesn't work that way, dog.
Yeah. Let me paint a little non-basketball picture for you that's actually a picture of the 76ers. I've told the story on this podcast of my parents splitting up. It was fairly acrimonious. It was not a friendly divorce, you know, one would say. And at one point, a few months after my parents split up, my dad did not have a place to live, and he had to come back home for like 2 weeks and sleep on the couch.
Are you doing this?
And at no point in my 12-year-old life did I think, you know what? This would make a great NBA basketball team.
Oh my God.
That's the social clip. That's the fucking social clip. That was great.
Oh my God. This is my dark horse in the East, a team I think is going to make a big jump this year. And that's the Boston Celtics.
Really?
Our producer Jackson wants to bottle this up. But I really do think that the Celtics are making a jump this year. I think Dennis Schroeder understandably got dragged all over the place for turning down the money he did. But I think he's a good point guard. And I think he's going to be a hell of a lot better in Boston. I think he's better fit in Boston than he was in L.A. And I think
Why is that? I'm wondering.
Well, he's not a lob guy. He is he's a smart guy who's going to be able to get the ball to Smart and Tatum where they want the ball. That's not who the Lakers were. The Lakers have the guy to do that. It's LeBron James. So his best move as point guard for the Lakers was to hand the ball to LeBron and say, oh, yeah, you're the point guard. Yeah. I think he's what the Celtics needed, and I think that they have pieces. Obviously, I think Tatum takes a step this year. I also really love their new coach. I think it's going to make a big difference. I don't know what it is about, you know, leave it to Beaver, but I think the front office makes a little more sense. But I think Ime is a great fit for the guys that they have, and I don't know. I just think that's a team to me that could make a run like the – you know, we talk about the Suns making a run above their head. You guys maybe think the Bucks did last year. I just think they have the pieces and maybe the right energy with the new coach that they would be the team to do that in the East.
I can see that. I definitely can see Tatum making a leap into where he's probably in like top five discussions this season.
I think so.
I think so.
Might fuck around and have some MVP consideration. Who knows? But I definitely think Tatum's going to make the leap, and I can possibly. You know, the thing about when new coaches come in and it's guys like, you know, the guy that got there who's a players coach and players love, they play hard for those guys.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And so I can totally see them taking the leap. So, yeah, I think that's a good call there, Mike.
And it felt like last year was a hangover year from all the Kyrie shit. You know what I mean? It's maybe you get the new coach, you got a little bit of a different look in terms of who's on the court, and it's your sort of like, fuck yeah. You know what I mean? Like, let's go out and have fun and just play.
Tatum has taken a leap every year. So is Jalen. You know what I mean? They continue to get better, but I still feel like they're scrambling. You know what I mean? I still feel like I have no clue what the fuck they'll be. You know what I mean? I have no reason to think otherwise. But I think they have interesting pieces. You know, I forgot actually Schroeder was on that team, so. Yeah, like I think they'll be solid. They'll scare the shit out of somebody. I don't think they're going to the finals.
I don't think they're going to the finals. That's my team. You
think
know,
they
Tyler,
make even a playoff run? I mean, you compare them to the Suns, so they make some type of playoff run. You're thinking?
And I'm a little bit maybe drunk on our own preview power because Tyler did basically exactly call what was going to happen with the Suns last year. I don't think he was calling that they're going to the finals, but he did call the way that their personnel was going to fit together. And that's just what I see happening. I also want to say, you know, we don't talk a whole lot about coaching, when we talk about the NBA, but the new coach Udoka is one of those guys that I know a couple people who've been around him in NBA franchise. That's just one of those guys who anyone who's ever been around the guy is like, whenever he gets his opportunity, it's going to be
it's
special.
Over with.
You know what
right.
I mean?
It's going to be fireworks.
The man bagged me along. You know that motherfucking mouthpiece is working, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know he knows how to get up in that ear, dog. He bagged me up, man.
You remember like Bear Bryant, how Bear Bryant chose like his coaches? Was it? I think it was Bear Bryant.
Let's not get into it.
That's problematic as hell. You know what I mean? But yes. That mouthpiece got to be crazy. His communication skills are probably stellar. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the... My ring light is fucking up my dramatic cue card reveals.
You got to quit using fucking paper, Mike.
It's not working.
That's the problem. You're in fucking... You know, this ain't
take away the one
dog.
Joy I have in life, revealing things
show
dramatically.
Show us all the
cards.
Index cards, though, man. You
right,
cards.
Right. Yeah, Jesus Christ. In love with this tactile
shit. The Atlanta Hawks.
I don't know. They're a team where I do not know because the thing is, you know, they're so deep. They got such a great young core and all those kids get buckets. And, you know, it's you know, with teams like that, you see shit where like they play over the head and make a, you know, Eastern Conference Finals run, or they might fuck around and be like a 7 seed or something. It's no telling with them. I honestly have no idea about what to make about this Hawks squad.
I think they make a jump, man. Nate had you fucking locked in. Cam is back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They got Lou. They got fucking Collins. They got Herder. They got Bogey. Like, they got some fucking solid-ass motherfuckers. Yeah. And I didn't even mention fucking Trae Young. You know what I mean? Who, like, proved he's one of them ones. You know what I'm saying? I think he's going to make another step this year. Like, if I'm keeping it a stack, they're going to be my favorite team in the NBA. And I would probably watch more Atlanta games than Los Angeles games if I wasn't still swinging off Bron's dick so heavy. You know what I'm saying? Like, but as far as like, I mean, just like the roster, I love Atlanta. And I think they're going to be, I think they make a big step. I think like Nate, you know, he's really got them fucking locked in. I think they're going to continue and even take a bigger step than what they did last year. So maybe they're coming out the East, guys. I'm talking wild shit.
It's
Nets, folks, for sure. But like, dog, like I think there's some really like I think the Heat and Atlanta. I really want to see what they do. They have a real chance to be good.
It kind of felt like we were saying the same thing about the fucking 2019-2020 Heat squad, and then we saw happen to them in the 2021 playoffs. So we'll see.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, they had, well, the two, their young players didn't show up how they did, we thought they would, and that's exactly what happened, yeah. Except for Bam. Bam was solid, like, last year, but, yeah.
If there's a team in the East that I think is kind of going to come crashing back down to earth this year, I think that it might be the Knicks. Let's talk about the Knicks. That's my, Tibbs, sometimes that welcome can get worn out a little bit. It definitely felt like they took a bigger step than maybe they even should have last year. So how do you guys feel about the Knicks?
So I don't necessarily see the Knicks regressing. I think that they're going to probably be like, a solid 4 seed. I think Kemba's going to come in and put in some work. Kemba's not, the player he once was, but I think he's going to be a solid addition. I don't necessarily see them regressing. They were playing with house money last year, but I think that they're still going to, be like, a solid 4 seed or so.
Who are your top four in the East? You really think the Knicks are in the top four? I think the Bulls might be better than the fucking Knicks. You know what I mean? Like, and the Bulls are probably like a 5-6 in the fucking East right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
The Bulls are anywhere close to 5-6. I mean, listen.
In the East?
Listen.
What do you think look at the Bulls roster. You don't think they're 5 or 6 in the fucking East?
Bucks, Nets, Heat. You'd go top 3.
That's 3.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the Sixers are going to come out and win 40 games. I mean, they might be a fucking shit show, but...
Okay,
and then we've got Celtics, Hawks, Knicks is who we're talking about right now in a 5-6-7-ish area.
I think Celtics and Knicks. I think the Bulls are better than the Celtics and Knicks. With the Celtics,
but
I don't
Tyler,
know
the you don't think the Knicks are the four are over everyone but the Bucks, the Nets, and the Heat? Do you?
I wouldn't be surprised. I think they might be like a 4 or 5 seed. I think that's about where they fall.
I mean, I think they'll be as fun as they were last year. But I don't think they'll be as good. I think they squeak into the playoffs in 7 or 8. They're probably like a play-in team. the East is just too deep. The East just got deeper than it was last year. Teams that were there got better. I think Atlanta got better, you know, partly by stepping on their fucking necks. You know what I mean? And, like, I think Kemba and Fournier are not going to be able to change, you know, are going to be able to affect how much deeper the East got. So I think
Randall's going to be even better this season. I think RJ's going to
work hard. I don't think he gets better. Yeah. How is he better than last year? He was a fucking all-star. And, I mean, I think that's his peak, what he did last year.
The kid's what, 24, 25? Like, I do not think he's peaked yet.
I think that's the best year he has in his career. I'm not saying the best year he has. I'll say that. We're seeing the best Randall we'll ever see.
Okay, so
go ahead.
We've discussed seven teams. You feel like they're all finishing somewhere 1 through 10, yes?
Yeah. So once we list, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there are three remaining spots. And I think it's the Hornies, the Bulls,
the
Pacers, or the Wizards, somewhere in there for those three spots.
The Wizards. The Hornets. Okay,
you think the Pacers over the Wizards? I mean, step-by-step for the 10 seed.
Bro, I fucking, you know, I hate fucking Indiana, bro. Like, bro. Famously. Like, fuck the Pacers. But Sabonis is a hooper. Miles Turner is a dog on defense, you know what I mean? I really like Karis, and Brogdon can play. That's more than I give the Wizards. That is three more players than I would name from the fucking Wizards roster. And I'm sorry, Adam. It's just a fact.
But you take Brad number one over everyone you just said, yes?
Of course. Oh, like, sure. I take Brad two players. You know what I mean?
But so when you talk about the race for the 10 seed, that's a good question. You know what I mean? Because if you have the one guy and you're not talking about trying to win 60 games.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I think the East is deep enough where they might. It'll be difficult. The Hornets, I think the Hornets have the most exciting player and one of the most exciting players in the league with LaMelo. You know what I mean? They have the most white man in fucking Hayward. They have Tsunami Pop. He's fucking beautiful, and they have the best rapper in the league in Miles Bridges. But I think they're like a fuckboys paradise. They're like an all-time fuckboys favorite team. You know what I mean? And that's what the Hornets have going for them. I don't think they sniffed the playoffs this year. We'll see, though.
You don't think so?
I mean, they lost Graham. They lost some good. That's solid. They lost Graham. They lost another player who was pretty decent, too. That's two pretty decent players. And so, I mean, like, I don't know. We'll see. Melo takes another step. I mean, if he plays like he did last year, I'll be just excited. You know, just as excited. You know what I mean? So, he just continues what he's already doing, but I don't know.
Yeah, you
got to
feel pretty good about him taking another step as he plays his first NBA game at the age of 20.
Jesus fucking Christ. That dude is
he was fucking 19 all last year.
That kid is something else, man. They're a handsome team, I'll say that. They're a very handsome team. Tsunami Poppy really added it. You know what I mean? Like he really brought them over the top. They're, you know what I'm saying? They're my favorite team to look at with them pretty ass jerseys too.
This is beautiful. But you're saying the Hornets are the team. That's our weekend fling in fucking.
Oh yeah,
in Palm Springs or.
Yeah, that's thought hours, baby. That's thought hours. That's me on 6th Street in motherfucking 2012, nigga. You know what I mean? White tee and Chucks. You know what I mean? Crossfaded. You know what I mean? Talking to anything moving. That's what the fuck that is, dog.
Where do you think that? That quartet of teams finishes, Tyler. Who do you think is missing the playoffs?
I think the Wiz. If I had to pick one, the Wiz are out. I wouldn't be surprised if the Hornets push it together and sneak in. You know,
I hope so.
Yeah, that would be fun as fuck.
Memphis too. I want Memphis in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah, Memphis too.
That's a completely different stack of index cards.
Yeah, but yeah, what's I'm pulling for the Hornets.
Oh, I'm tripping.
The other team, I mean, it's a real tight race for me personally on who my side piece East team is between the Hornets and the Bulls. I fucking love the Bulls this year.
Yeah.
I think they're the funnest team. I think they're so fun. And I don't know if they'll figure it out or not. I don't know if they're good. Nobody does. But if they do figure it out, they're going to be really good. You know what I mean? They have a solid team. They have a really solid team.
Yeah. Lonzo and Caruso, those pickups are huge. Like
huge.
Yeah. I think the Bulls can fuck around and win a playoff series.
Bro, gets LaVine off ball. They got a great dog in fucking that dude, you know what I mean? Like,
the guy, Vuvia, Vuvia. Goddamn, y'all got some names.
Vizio, nigga. Like, we start saying, you know what I mean? No, but Vucevic, no, they got a squad. They can be really good. You know what I mean? How do you think it depends on how DeRozan fits. Like, cause I think Caruso's gonna be solid off the bench. LaVine off ball, just a bucket getter, a fucking blast.
But
you know what I'm saying? Lonzo's gonna be great at the one. He's made great steps every year.
It feels a little like you hit random selector a number of times to assemble Lonzo, DeMar, Zach LaVine, and Vucevic.
I think they hit it only one time too many in DeRozan. But that's still a pickup you want to take for what they got him for. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know what happens, but if they figure that out, I think they're going to be great. But,
that might
I mean,
be the, that
right
might
now
be
I have them
the
at, like,
six
in the East. You said what?
Yeah, you have them six. I think they
it's
might
like
be who the Knicks were the Knicks were last year, that the
that
whole league, all basketball fans are while they finished a little higher than the analytics would have suggested they would.
There we go.
We're all celebrating seeing the United Center packed and going crazy
hell
again.
Yeah.
Like fuck yeah. You know, like TNT pregame shots of the statue with the fucking MJ statue with the sunset coming over it. Like, let's go.
Right.
You know what I mean? Let's go.
Like, even if you hate the Knicks, you're kind of a Knicks fan because the league is better when the Knicks is good. The Knicks are good. It's kind of the same thing with the Bulls to me. Like, I don't think anybody truly hates the Bulls. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like when they're good, it's just more fun. Like, we're all just kind of excited. Just because we all grew up watching MJ fucking in the United Center going crazy. You know, so it kind of, maybe it's nostalgia, but yeah.
Yeah. The bottom four teams in the East, as I have them assembled in some order, the Cavs, the Magic, the Raptors, and the Pistons.
Yeah.
The Magic are fucking. I really hate Suggs went to the Magic. There's two other guards there. What the fuck's gonna happen with your boy Fultz? Like, you know, like he's like I think the third point guard on the roster now. He seemed like he was coming around. I don't know why the Raptors didn't take Suggs. I don't know why they didn't take him. That seemed like it made so much sense. But they're gonna get rid of Kyle. I just hate Suggs is down there in fucking Orlando. They have a fucking clue about what they want to do with their basketball team. The best thing they have going is Jonathan Isaac. Good Lord, help
us all.
Help us all.
We did pledge to talk about each team, so we now have three remaining, which is the Cavs, the Raptors, and the Pistons. I'm going to go first, and I will say about the Pistons that I'm a big Cade Cunningham fan. I don't think this is going to be a LaMelo type. You know, oh wow, it's an immediate fit. Everything, you know, the game is slowed down for him immediately, but I do think he's going to have some really fun highlights in Detroit, and I'm looking forward to seeing how he does in the league. That leaves the Cavs and the Raptors.
I talked a little about the Raptors, how I just said I didn't know what the fuck they had going on and why they didn't take Suggs. I mean, the Cavs are just the fucking Cleveland Colin Sextons. Like, that's what the fuck they are. You know what I mean? Like, Colin will get buckets, they'll lose a ton of games. You know what I'm saying? I want to see what Evan Mobley does. I think he can be a fucking guy. I think he can be – him or Jalen Green can be the fucking pickup. You know what I'm saying? I do like Cade, but I think, like, the what Evan Mobley can be or Jalen Green can be is, like, they have a higher, you know, they have a higher ceiling. But, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, who gives a fuck about the fucking Cavs? Who gives a fuck about the Raptors? Who gives a fuck about Detroit outside of, like, particular players? You know what
outside
I'm saying?
Outside of, like, a few very specific friends of ours on Twitter.
We'll
Tyler,
watch them when they play the Lakers.
Yeah. Tyler, do you have anything to say about any of those teams?
I will say there might be some shit boiling with Colin Sexton and the Cavs. Like, have you seen the reports coming out of there that he's
getting him up out of there?
Yeah.
You said, what was that? What you said?
It's been reports that he's rubbing a lot of people in that organization the wrong way.
Nobody likes Colin.
Yeah, which I completely understand. Because Colin doesn't give a fuck. He legitimately does not give a fuck. I like that about the kid, you know? So
he's fun to watch play. I would hate playing with him. And I think, like, I was talking to this dude, Nick. Was it Nick? Yeah, but anyway, I forget his name. But anyway, I was talking to this dude. He was saying, like, the issue with Colin. With Colin Sexton, like, is like Colin Sexton's good, but he's not worth what it's gonna cost to, you know what I'm saying? What it's gonna cost them, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think those buckets really have any value. I don't know if he's good on a good team, you know what I mean? Like, he needs a lot of touches to get to have the effect he has, and I don't know if he's good enough to get those touches. I don't know, man. Like,
can you imagine,
he's fun as fuck to watch.
What kind of an effect would it have had on your life to have been named Colin Sexton for your entire life?
Sexton.
Colin with two L's. Too. That's a different type of Colin.
Yeah, like, of course you don't care what anyone thinks. You know, like, your name was Colin Sexton when you were 2.5 years old. It was Colin Sexton when you were in 7th grade, when you were in 10th grade. Like, your whole life, Colin Sexton.
But I think a Colin Sexton is a guy that thinks they're cooler than they actually are. And I think that's what Colin Sexton is. He thinks he's a bigger deal than he actually is. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a big deal. He's really good. You know what I mean? But he's not a big deal as he thinks he is.
Okay, so those are our thoughts on the East, and I think we all kind of gave an idea of who we thought the playoff teams were going to be. But one time real quick to go through again, I've got the Bucks coming out of the East. John, who do you have coming out of the East?
Jesus Christ.
Tyler, who do you have coming out of the East?
Bucks.
I'm going to say Nets. Fuck it.
Wow, interesting.
It's not that interesting. They're the two best teams in the East. I know. It's not interesting at all, actually. I know. Fucking Kyrie gets the fucking jab, my nigga, like, it'll be a boring pick, actually. The opposite of interesting.
Basketball season is back, and there's no better place to bet on the NBA than FanDuel Sportsbook. To celebrate NBA tip-off, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new customers enhanced odds. That's right, get 75-1 odds on any team to win on October 19th or 20th. Easy bet for me. The Lakers can't go 82-0 without going 1-0, so I would be getting my enhanced odds on the Lakers to win on opening night on Tuesday. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. I love betting the NBA with FanDuel Sportsbook. It's easy to use. They have fast withdrawals. They have their odds, boosts, and specials, and they offer live betting, so it's easy to place your bet fast during a game if you see a trend you like. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code JANJ, that's J&J, to get 75-1 odds on any team to win on October 19th or 20th. That's promo code JANJ, and make every moment more this NBA season. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. New users only, $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus, $150. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, let's move to the Western Conference. Obviously, we're going to start with the Los Angeles Lakers. As a lifelong Lakers fan, I haven't been this excited for a season in quite some time, since the Shaq and Kobe era, probably. I don't think I can oversell how much Russell Westbrook means to Southern California and how excited everyone is here to see him. I think we're going to have crazy fucking scenes in the Staples Center this year. I cannot take out a large enough loan to buy tickets for my family of four to go see the Lakers. Everyone's fucking excited. Gentlemen, how do you feel about the Los Angeles Lakers? Tyler.
Well, I do have title aspirations for this team. But either way, you know, like I told you, I'm stress-free with this shit. Like, I'm just enjoying the ride, bro. Melo, Brody, and Bron are on the same team. Like, this is everything I ever wanted. It doesn't matter that they're 43 years old. Who cares? You know what I mean? So you know, I think that they're a team that is probably, I think they're probably gonna be a 3 or 4 seed, maybe. You know that their old heads are not gonna be fucking busting their ass every night. But I do think that they can fuck around and win it all.
Who's 1 and 2 in the West if they're 3?
I think Utah's probably 1, and no one's gonna be scared of them. I think the second seed could probably go to the Clippers, I'd say. But
wow, without Kawhi, they're missing him for a lot of the season, right?
We don't know. Yeah, but yes, okay. I mean, most likely.
Yes, you expect. Yeah.
But wouldn't you say Kawhi is one of those guys that if you found out he was like good to go 6 months after an ACL tear, you'd be like, oh,
yeah.
Okay. I think he would also not be good to go after 6 months after ACL tear because nobody was going to wait to make sure they're healthy more than Kawhi.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Kawhi is a dude that's going to drag it out another month or 6 weeks. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know. I think, dude, I'm going to have a ball. Like Tyler said, stress-free. Like, I'm approaching this shit like I did the playoffs. Like, after the playing game, I just was, like, looking at Bron like, this nigga's kind of looking like a nigga that, you know, is not the Bron that I'm used to. You know what I mean? And I know he was hurt, and he doesn't. That fucking reverse fucking, I don't know what the fuck you call that tomahawk shit he did, that dunk. So he looks extremely healthy. That ankle looked like it's holding up well. He's moving great. But I don't know. I'm just really happy to see LeBron play basketball, like still playing basketball. That's why I'm approaching it. That's how I'm coming at the game. Like, I don't know. I don't think they're a chip team. I think Westbrook, just as much of a big deal as he is to LA, I think he'd be just as much of a headache being a fan of his. I mean, I've always loved Westbrook. I've always also never really had to root for his teams. I just really liked him as a player and a person. So I think he, you know, I don't know. Like, yeah, it's, you know, it's whatever turnovers it was, you know, it was a lot of them in the preseason. It's only the preseason. But, yeah, it's only the fucking preseason. You're turning the ball over like that, you know what I mean? Like, so I don't know, man. But it'll be fun. It'll be fun. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't expect the chip out of them. I really don't. But I'm going to enjoy the fuck out this season.
I think there's two big questions with the Lakers. Number one, as Tyler mentioned, they are the age of a Kevin James buddy reunion comedy. So obviously injuries are a big question. And I think the other one is exactly what John just mentioned, which is the best version of this team has Anthony Davis willingly and happily accepting playing the five, which he has only occasionally been willing to do. And it has Russell Westbrook willingly accepting the fact that LeBron James is on his team in a way that he sometimes struggled to accept that Kevin Durant was on his team or James Harden was on his team.
Or Bradley Beal.
Yeah. And everyone has said all the right things. Couldn't have said anything better in the preseason. And as we all know, Christmas Day, we'll fucking see how everyone actually feels.
When the entire nation is watching and basketball season has really, truly started, and these are big games. Well, at least that game's going to matter. What's going to happen in the final minutes when it's give Bron the ball time and Westbrook has no give anybody the ball button in his body. You know what I mean?
Or maybe he does and they're a fucking holy terror. You know
and
what I
mean? fucking gas. And like, this was the moment we knew it was chip time. But we'll see. But if they win a chip, I'm not going to be surprised either. So I'm not expecting it. So, but I would love to be surprised by it, though. And I think that's a possibility.
Pleasant surprise. Let's talk, as we love to do when we're hanging out with our friends, about the Utah Jazz. Everyone's favorite.
I think, you know, like I said, I think they're the one seed because they're that right mixture of, you know, of guys who are still youngish, but veterans and still hungry and still trying to get this. So they're going to go all out every night. So I think they win the one seed. And I don't think they scare any fucking body in the playoffs.
I mean,
story
they're
of the
defensive,
Jazz, pretty much.
The defensive player of the year gets played off the fucking court in series after fucking series. We've seen it year after year. So nobody's scared of them. I think they're good. I think they're really good. You know, Donovan's a fucking dog. I think Jordan Clarkson, I mean, I hope he maintains that. They got Bogey. They got some players. So they're probably one or two in the West, but and they care enough to play hard every night. And I don't think it'll matter when it comes to playoff time. So basically the exact same thing fucking Tyler said. I just, you know, nobody's scared of Utah. And also fuck Utah because fuck everything Utah. You know what I mean? Fuck you out of here. Just gotta say it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Suns. Are they obviously it's not usually a good thing if the sun crashes into the earth, but are they crashing back to earth? Are they just a team that's as good as they were last year? What do you think, Tyler?
I can see them, you know, having like a top three finish. I think the Suns are legit. I do not see another finals running them, but I do think that they're legit. I see about a top three finish. I know they need to stop fucking playing with Ayton and get that man his money. Like,
well, they the bullshitting.
Fuck? Yeah, on a rookie extension? Like, what the fuck? And what especially a dude like Ayton, who we know is all about his bag. You know what I'm saying? From the shit that, you know, the shit he's put with Adidas and Arizona. You know, you better give that man his money or he's getting the fuck out of there, you know, when he becomes unrestricted, man. So I don't know why they are playing this shit with Ayton the way they are.
He had a bad series of versus fucking Giannis and shot 50-60% from the fucking field. Mm-hmm. Bad series against fucking Giannis, who was a fucking god. He shot 80% basically for the first three series throughout the West. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, that man was eating, bro. Like, you saw what he could be. He can move really well. What the fuck are you going to get for that value? You know what I mean? Well, I mean, you could probably get something else, but there's nothing else available better than him for, you know what I'm saying? Like, you need Ayton to win. We saw that He gave you exactly what he needed to give you throughout the playoffs all last year. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? I think it's wild. I think the Suns, top half of the West. They're a good team, but everybody sees them coming. So I think that prevents them from being as good as they were last year. I think they were the second in the West, and we were shocked that they made it out the West. You know, and they were the second best team. We're still shocked. We believe they're good now. Everybody believes they're good now. So they're not gonna. Nobody's lacking on them anymore. So yeah, I see everybody sees them coming. I think they're a good team. But yeah, they're not. They're nowhere near as good as last year.
Do we think we're in an interesting spot with this aging generation of stars in every sport? You talk about a 44-year-old, Tom Brady, but all the stars are playing longer. Those careers are extending. Do we think Chris Paul at 36 is where we start to see wheels flying off? I felt this way all last year. It was like, do you remember when Peyton Manning was in the Super Bowl and at like halftime he lost his ability to throw the ball downfield?
Oh yeah, his arm was dead.
It just disappeared
that quick. We all saw it happen to in front of everybody.
I was waiting for that to happen to Chris Paul last year. and it's just like it just keeps going, man. I don't know,
Chris.
Yeah, man. I mean, and of course, a dude. With his injury history, you always wonder
if
the head gasket is going to blow. But I don't know. He's, last postseason, you could possibly say that was probably his best postseason yet until the finals. The finals were a disaster.
36.
Yeah, he wasn't – I was clowning when I said he looked 87. He wasn't that bad in the finals. You know what I mean? He just wasn't the guy that we saw in the throughout the Western Conference, playoffs. You know what I mean? But I think Chris – Chris is, I think, I don't know what we'll see from him this year, all right? There's nobody fucking knows. I don't know if Chris fucking knows, you know what I mean? Like you said, it happens quickly. But I think last year was his year to get that chip, though. I don't think he'll ever have another chance again. I think that was a year. I know he said, after getting that taste of that, he wants to be back. And, I wouldn't be mad at seeing him back there. Maybe getting one. Everyone does. But life be lifing. And I think life is, was on his side last year. I don't know. He had his chance, and I don't know if it's going to happen again. But he ran into a fucking god in Giannis, unfortunately. Sometimes this shit works out that way.
Let's talk about the Clippers. I actually think the Clippers, for all the shit I've talked on them on this show, are maybe the team everyone's kind of been falling asleep on in the West a little bit. Because they're not going to start the season with Kawhi, they're not going to have these huge spotlights on them to start the year.
Paul loves that. Paul George loves that, playing with no pressure. Shit, he might be MVP. You know what I'm saying?
So what do you think? What do you guys think of the Clippers?
I mean, of course, Terrence Mann is no Kawhi, but I think he's going to take a leap this season. I think that they're still going to be solid. I think that they're still going to be a legit – I think they're still gonna be a legit playoff team. I can see them winning. I don't see them going to the Western Conference Finals though. I can see them winning, a first round series and getting bounced to the second. But that's kind of where I'm at with the Clippers.
I think the thing why people aren't really tripping off of them, because I feel like they're bank robbers that have been robbing banks with fake guns, and now everyone knows their guns are fake. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like, I feel like that's the Clippers now. Oh, shit, they pulling up. But, nigga, your gun, said it has, they're not real guns.
Pull the trigger and the flag that says bang.
The dudes aren't dudes like we thought they were dudes. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel about the Clippers. But, I think they'll be a good team, but it's not a team that we expect them to be with Paul George and fucking Kawhi on their team. You know what I mean? Just like they have been the last 2 years.
Okay.
They're what the Celtics were. You know what I mean? For those years when they were making it to the Eastern Conference Finals or really good in the playoffs, but they never really got to that, got over that hump. I think they're the same. I think that's what they are.
We're going to talk about a couple more teams, then I have a question for you guys. Let's talk about the Warriors. Another team is in a really interesting spot. Obviously, championship pedigree, Klay coming back, knock on wood, looking like himself. I would say I don't know that I've ever worried less about an athlete's mindset coming back from injury than I do with Klay Thompson.
I just hope he doesn't rush back. That's my only thing with Klay. I hope Klay doesn't rush back. But, I mean, I think the Warriors will be fun. I think they'll be good when Klay's back. You know, Curry's a god, obviously. Everybody wants to see Klay back because everybody loves Klay. And I think Jordan Poole is good. I know, like, this is a preseason, but, like, he's smooth as a motherfucker. You know what I mean? I like his game, and he's young. I think he makes a jump. I think he makes a big leap this year. So I think they'll be a good team. I think they could be in the top half of the West.
For sure. Definitely they could be like a top four seed for sure.
Yeah, I think they'll be a top four.
Yeah. Definitely looking forward to Klay coming back, man. I fucking love Klay. I miss the dude. I miss that fucking guy.
Hell yeah, I miss Klay, bro. But I think like Klay, his issue would be he's trying to come back too early. Yeah. He probably needs to sit out. He needs to pull the Kawhi and just make sure he's all the way 1,000% healthy before he comes back and he just, you know, catch and shoot shawty again. Defensively, yeah. He probably won't be able to do the same, but he'll still be able to pull that thing, step across half court and let that thing fly.
Yeah. Klay is such an enigma, right? For such like a lackadaisical stoner type dude, he's an intense fucking competitor. You know what I mean?
Defensively, like a stoner's vibe doesn't give me defensive guy.
Right.
But he's one of them dudes, you know what I'm saying?
And he doesn't, it's not like he does a Kobe snarl or the MJ, like he still has that vibe while he's playing lockdown defense. It's like he's locking someone down like shit. You know what I mean? It's just very like
he do got some bitch fuck you vibes though. He do got, I see him hit some shots and look at niggas like, bitch, I'm Nat. You know what I mean? Like, I know I'm on, you know, I'm the second best player on this team, but I'm also better than 98% of the fucking league, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, stop playing with me. You know what I mean? Like, dog, he still got moments like that when he gets hot, but also has moments when he's put up double digits in a quarter and he's looking like whatever, you know what I mean? Right. I got 10 more where them came from, though. Know that.
Let's talk about the Nuggets. I think a really intriguing blend of players and styles. Obviously, Jokic coming off the MVP, but Jamal Murray, you know, when he's healthy. MPJ, Aaron Gordon. What do you got? I kind of like the Nuggies.
Okay, Jokic is fucking god tier. MPJ is one of them ones. I think Murray is too if he's fucking healthy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think, bro, I wouldn't be surprised if the Nuggets stay healthy and they came out the fucking West. It would not surprise me, dog. Like, they're that good if they stay fucking healthy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And Gordon has some great defensive, like, you know, he's solid defensive for them. He's a great fit for that team. They're fun. I'm watching fucking Nuggets basketball this year. It's so wild, bro.
I'm very much looking forward to MPJ having the greenest fucking green light he's ever had since Murray's out. That is going to be a fucking show, bro. Because for one, you couldn't tell him shit before that, you know, with the healthy Jamal. He's legit going to think that's his team right about now, bro. And that shit is going to be entertaining as fuck.
What happens when Murray comes back, though?
Yeah, that's something I thought about. Might be a little power struggle going on there, but MPJ ain't backing off it.
Hell no.
I'll tell you that much.
Hey, hell no. But yeah, it's going to be fun.
Let's talk about the Mavs. I think obviously, you know, they didn't, the claw came out of the stuffed animal machine and didn't have anything in it. You know, they didn't get that second or third piece to put around Luka. Mm-hmm. So it's really just all about Luka. You know, is he Luka Doncic or is he Luka? I was pissed off all off season. I can't believe that I'm getting left behind. You know what I mean? Like, how good do you think he will be? And how good do you think the Mavs will be?
I think Luka's going to be amazing. I feel like he's an MVP competitor every fucking season. And I still don't see the Mavs winning a playoff series.
No, I think Dallas is Portland, but not as good. You know what I mean? Like, we've seen the experiment. We know what it yields. Go Luka, he's great. Still won't sniff the fucking second round. You know what I mean? But like, he'll be as fun as hell to watch. But yeah, like it's like nothing has changed. You know, why would I believe anything different is going to result from it?
Okay, we've now talked about seven teams in the West, and here's my question for you guys. We're all obviously hoping that the Lakers stay healthy. If the Lakers do not stay healthy, if one or two people struggle with injuries, they are not going to the finals. We obviously know that. If the Lakers aren't healthy in the playoffs, who is coming out of the West between who we just talked about? The Jazz, the Suns, the Clippers, the Warriors, the Nuggets, or the Mavs. One of those teams, if the Lakers don't play well, if they're banged up, one of those teams is going to the finals.
Suns or the Nuggets for me.
Yeah, it's they're saying Jamal's coming back like around April, so like right around for playoff time. So I'd probably go with the Nuggets.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning towards the Nuggets too.
That's
Nuggets
a crazy sentence team. To say.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy to say the Suns too, but.
I mean, that's what we thought last year. Right.
That's wild as fuck. I would go with the Nuggets too. But that we have a consensus that the Nuggets might be one injury away from Utah. The NBA Finals?
Right. They will cook Utah. That will be an embarrassment. You know what I mean? A healthy Nuggets team versus a healthy Utah team, they will cook them boys. So I feel like that's maybe who they'd match up with, and I think they will cook them. You feel me? And I think the Suns with a healthy Murray will get cooked by the Nuggets too.
If we have just successfully picked the top seven teams or discussed them, there are three remaining spots that are getting into the play-in between the Blazers, the Grizz, and whoever else you want to throw in, because I think the Blazers and Grizz are in, but goddamn, I don't know. It's tenth between the Pelicans, the Spurs, the Rockets, the Kings, the Timberwolves, and the Thunder is a fucking... That's not a fight
the Thunder,
I want to watch.
Bro. The Thunder, like, I love, like, Shea, but come on, bro. They one of the worst teams in the fucking league. Let's keep it a stack-a-roni. We ain't got to lie to ourselves and nobody else, you know. Bum-ass fucking squad, you know what I mean? I love Portland. I love Dame. I want Nurk to be what everybody thought he could be before the injury, you know what I mean? I love CJ. I think is Norm still with them? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. I think he's solid, but I don't think he made them better. He's a good player that they didn't need. You know what I'm saying? Like, is Billups the coach now, right? Like,
yes.
It was already experiment. That was already, and then now they're experimenting more with the fucking coach. Dame could play hero ball and get them to the fucking playoffs, but they don't get the second round, bro.
I think their hope is that Chauncey ups the defense through effort. Right, because they didn't necessarily, you know, add a ton of pieces or whatever. They added Larry Nance Jr. I believe, you know. So I'm sorry.
They added Larry Nance Jr.
he was hiding in Cleveland, wasn't he?
Yeah,
so
if you're going through their thought process, the thought process is Chauncey improves them enough defensively to result in some extra wins and a higher finish, right? And then you stop Dame from leaving? Like,
no, I'm saying like this, like what notch on the Stretch Armstrong reaching meter are you by
pretty,
saying that? Like,
pretty it's about to rip off, you know?
Right, you know what I mean? Like, come on, dog. So it ain't sweet out there, G.
Run from the grind, Dame.
Yeah.
Should have been ran. He almost ran last year. He should have listened to his first thought.
Let's talk about the Grizz. I know John mentioned he really likes the Grizzlies. I really like them a lot too. I think they're in that play-in range. How do you guys feel about Memphis?
Just Josh. I love him. Yeah, Josh's so fun. Like, I've really grown to like Jaren. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think they squeak into the playoffs, and that's fine with me. You know what I mean? Like, the West is good, but I don't know if they've done anything to get any better than what they were last year. But I really like a lot of their players, and I love the team. You know what I mean? It's fun. I don't think they're a good team, but they're respectable.
Yeah, and Dylan Brooks, man, I fucking love Dylan Brooks.
He has some moments.
Yeah. I love how highly Dylan Brooks thinks of Dylan Brooks. Like, that motherfucker takes that. There is no one on the planet better than him, and I love players like that.
He should.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Okay, we've talked about nine teams. If we have successfully guessed in some order, 1 through 9, that means, as I mentioned before, it's the Thunder, the Kings, the Timberwolves, the Rockets, the Spurs, or the Pelicans are going to the playoffs in a play-in game. Who do you each think that will be?
What the fuck is going on with the Pelicans? First of all, Kings. yeah, right. What the fuck is going on in Sacramento? Nobody knows. Let's not even talk about them. The Rockets, I like Christian Wood. I like Porter Jr., you know what I'm saying? I like Jalen Green, you know what I mean? But their team, as a team, I like a lot of their players. I mean, like, I mean, like Joshua Christopher, you know what I mean? But, like, I don't, as a team, they're not going to be good, so I don't think that's even going to be close. So who does that leave?
Did you eliminate the Pelicans?
The Pelicans.
But I'm saying one of these teams is going
to
the
playoffs. Yeah, they'll be in the play-in game. I think the Pelicans will be in a play-in game.
You think the Pelicans? Tyler,
yeah,
what about you?
I don't see the Spurs. DeJounte is the only player that, like, what the fuck are the Spurs doing either? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
It's got to be the Timberwolves day one of these days, I think. Maybe this season. Like,
you think the Timberwolves this season? Who do they have? Like, who? Yeah, they got some guys, too.
I love Ant.
Cat is playing god-tier basketball, and no one gives a fuck, man.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Free Cat. That's what we need to be rooting for. Yeah. Get that man.
And I love Ant. But I love Ant. I mean, like the Timberwolves are far my favorite team of this you know, last group here. So
they've never proved to win a thing, though. They've never proven to win a thing. Why would it change now? You know what I mean? What have they done differently?
One of these six teams is going to has to go.
Jesus
Christ. They're not going to say only nine teams are going from the West. They want that
one
extra TV
of the
game.
Six. I think that one would have to be the Pelicans, right? Am I tripping?
I'm going with the Timberwolves sentimentally.
Yeah. Fuck it. Why not?
I mean, okay.
You got you got.
I jump on the bandwagon with y'all. I mean, I fuck with Cat. You know, I want him to win in every way possible. You feel me? So,
where do we feel like Zion's head is at? Is he just a regular person like any of the three of us, but in the situation that he's in, like mentally, he's just happy as fuck to be there? And
I mean, Zion got him a stylist now. He a different nigga. You feel me? He ain't pulling up like his fucking, you know what I'm saying, 14 and under AAU anymore, walking on his tippy toes with a fucking Nike suit on. He had on some pants with multiple pockets in that bitch. Okay? You know what I'm saying? Had him on a t-shirt that fit. He got him a fit off. He was putting that shit on. Had him with some nice dunks. Very classy touch, you know what I mean? Hey, okay, so he might be taking this shit seriously now. We might be seeing Zion all the way Zion, you feel me? He's a professional now, nigga. So, baby, I don't know. I think he's in the right space. I mean, but they lost what? They lost Lonzo. You know what I mean? They still have Ingram there. Yeah, they still, I mean, you know, Was it Josh Hart? Mm-hmm. Hart, yeah, one of the best rebounding guards in the league. Yay! They'll squeak it to the play-in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I will say, though, that motherfucking, it feels like the veil has been pulled back on David Griffin, bro. Like, I wanted to give him so much credit for that shit that he pulled off in Cleveland, but, buddy. The shit show that you got running in New Orleans. I don't know, man. I think I'm going to have to give that credit to Bron, bro, because, the shit you doing in New Orleans ain't it, dog.
They had a squad, though, last year. I can't believe that shit didn't work out. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had a solid team. It did not. You know what I'm saying? Ingram didn't look the same. You know what I mean? Zion was hurt a lot. Lonzo looked good. You know what I mean? But you'll see their team and like, damn, when you look at their roster from last year, yeah, and like their record, it's shocking.
Yeah,
it's like it's like
it's like the Pelicans are like a team that you can bust people's ass with on 2K. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
because they got some guys, but right, does not work in the real world.
Yeah. Conceptually, they're tremendous.
Yeah.
Right.
In theory,
they down bad now though. They're down bad, you know what I'm saying? Tremendously bad now. So yeah.
Okay, each of you pick a team. We have the Spurs, Thunder, Kings, and Rockets remaining. John, talk about one of those teams.
I mean, what the fuck is going on in Sacramento, which I said? The Spurs, I fuck with DeJounte, so I'll just say yay. So the Rockets are the funnest team I'm going to watch out of those three, though. I'll watch Rockets games. I can say that. I won't watch Spurs games. I won't watch Kings games. I'll watch Rocket games. That's the best thing I have to say about one of those three teams.
Tyler, what do you have to say about the Rockets, Thunder, Spurs, and or Kings?
I like the Rockets. You know, like Jalen Green is fucking fun as fuck to watch from what I've seen from the kid so far.
What is his ceiling?
I think he'd come out the gate and get 20 a night as a rookie. I do. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm really high on that kid. You know, the Kings, De'Aaron Fox, I love De'Aaron Fox. But you know,
I love
he's another
him
one,
too, man.
He's another one who deserves
play.
But yeah, that's right. He deserves you know so much better than Sacramento. You know what I mean? Like
the Kings have some people who deserve better than Sacramento, bro. Because they've got Fox, they've got MB3, they've got Buddy. Like free the whole roster and
Buddy.
Let him start somewhere else, bro.
I wouldn't have mind him in a Lakers jersey. You feel me? Yeah. Just catch and shoot, shorty.
Right.
Buddy is catch and shoot.
Yeah, he out there shooting like 42% on like 8 attempts a game or something.
Sheesh. They got to put a ball on the ground on the floor one time, bro.
Yeah. Buddy.
Tyler, anything to say about the Spurs or the Thunder?
Absolutely not. I love Shai Gilley. Shout out to Shai Gilley, but yeah.
I believe that wraps up unless I'm missing someone. Yes, John.
Shai is the best dressed person in the NBA. I'll say that.
Ah.
SGA, bro.
I will have to do some investigation on that.
Check his Instagram out. He be putting that shit on, bro. Him and Jordan Clarkson, top tier. Tsunami Poppy, I ain't going with it. Maybe because he repping Converse or whatever the fuck. Yeah.
Okay, let's do some awards since you brought it. So best dress you're giving to SGA.
Yes.
Who has the best vibes in the NBA? Who's number one?
Clay.
Clay is absolutely.
He'll be the best hang in the entire fucking league. What's wild, though, I'll say this.
LaMelo is my specific type of young rich person. So I'm
LaMelo?
LaMelo, yes.
I mean, this is the thing with LaMelo. LaMelo got Melo out here hoeing. I know that for a fact, bro. I'm not going to be able to keep up with that man, bro. I'm too tired. I'm married. It's not going to happen, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, nah, but I think Clay's the best hang. What's wild is I think as much as I love LeBron, I don't think Bron would be a fun hang to me. I don't think I would enjoy hanging with Bron. I don't think so. What would you talk about? Bro, I think Bron thinks he's funny and he's not. So I think he's funny. Like, he's like it's for us from afar, it's heartwarming. But if you're the motherfucker that's around him all the time, like, fake laughing at that shit, that's not fun, dog.
Shit, you see Bronny and Bryce be clowning him all the time, bro.
Look at this nigga
like, it comes from a very real place when they get some jokes off.
Bryce, look at that nigga. I think Bryce the coolest one of them motherfuckers. And Bryce, look at this nigga like, this nigga. He is really capital D-A-D to fucking Bryce, nigga. You know what I mean? That nigga's like, all right, we know you're LeBron, cool, but you know what I'm saying?
All right.
You're not funny, my nigga. Stick to shut up and dribble, dad. Shut up and dribble. Shit, dog. Jesus, but
Bryce for sure is the most likely, I feel like, in the James household to say in an annoyed tone of voice, oh, I can't do it because my dad is making it's like your dad, aka LeBron James.
Right.
All right. Well, that'll close the book on the second annual Jenkins and Jones comprehensive blowout NBA preview. Games start on Tuesday. We'll actually have NBA basketball to talk about on our next episode.
Let's fucking go. I'm excited, surprisingly. We still got the book club to balance it out, so we in there.
It's perfect. Tyler, mm-hmm. Break it down for everyone again. We will have our next, we're talking about a new book on Thursday, Marcus Thompson's Dynasties. So break it down. How far we're reading on Thursday?
Yes, we are reading the first four chapters. What's a dynasty? Why are dynasties important? Then the Mike and Lakers and the Russell Celtics.
So definitely read that. We'll all be caught up on that. We'll talk about that first third of the book on Thursday, along with, I'm sure, some other bullshit and some NBA basketball. So stay tuned for that. Bye.
Hey.
Bye.
Bye.
Are you ready for the big day? Not your big day, her big day, Valentine's Day. Celebrate the one who caught your heart. Go to FTD.com to save 15% through February 14th with code CRUSH15 on fresh, florist-delivered flowers for your sweetheart. See website for details. FTD, give with meaning.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.